Welcome to This Abide Meditation. I'm Lonane Lara. Do you ever get homesick when you're away? Coming back home after being away may not always be comforting, but it's home. We may have feelings of hurt and disappointment, but it's home. Home is hope. You may be at home right now, or you may be somewhere far away. Take a deep breath and release any tension the feelings of home may have brought. One of the major prophets in the Old Testament was Jeremiah. He wept, and his heart broke for his own people. In the 29th chapter of his writing, he's giving the people of Israel hope, life, and the truth of God while they are in exile and removed from their homeland. Verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." As powerful as this message was for Israel, it rings so true for us today. When we call on God, when we come to God, when we pray to God, when we seek God, and when we seek Him with all of our heart, that we will find Him and He will restore us. Israel needed that promise 2,500 years ago, as much as we all need it today. Your home might not be a place of peace for you, so think of where you are most at peace. Picture that as you think of God as your home, the place you run to for comfort and care. As Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz says, "There's no place like home." Dear promise-keeping God, at times I feel far away from home, even when I'm at home. It is only in you that I belong and feel most at peace. When I feel distant, give me the awareness, strength, and surrender to call on you with my whole heart. I know that you will hear me. I long for the peace that I will find in you and the hope that you will restore me to my home in you. For it is in your Son's name I pray. Amen. No matter your experience in the past, don't stop seeing God. He longs to restore you, to speak to you. You are His beloved child. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.